just to see the importance of preaching the gospel. Why do we preach, or do we have to preach the gospel? You know, we all who believe in the Lord Jesus, we have a destination, heaven. And those who do not believe, hell. There is no other alternative. And when we really, truly understand this, it must have some move in our heart before those who do not accept Jesus as their own Savior. You can be whatever, a good man. You can have all the good work, all the good attitude, good parents, good. But this cannot take you to heaven. It's impossible. You must believe, and believe only in Jesus. And you know, the Apostle Paul, when he was preaching to Felix in Acts chapter 24, we can read in verse 24. And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jews, he sent for Paul and hear him concerning the faith in Christ. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call you. I will call for you." You know, we all, as human, we need security. And this is important. Security may be for this life, but when we are aware of about the life to come, that here in the world is not the end, and we talk about Jesus, the work he accomplished at the cross of Calvary, and the importance of that work, what is the result for the lost soul? Presenting the Lord Jesus himself has a big move in the lost soul. And we can think of, it was mentioned, but just saying this, that John the Baptist, his few word, "Behold the Lamb who take away the sin of the world." And we can see the result. His own disciples start leaving him. Jesus is the answer to save souls. So those who are close to us, our relatives, those we work with, we have nothing better to present to them than Jesus and Jesus only. And to show them that the rejection of the Son of God in this present time, it will be terrible in the time to come.